Discernment. Discernment. I don't even know. Just write discernment. You will understand better. Hallelujah. But I just trust the Holy Spirit to help me as I communicate this morning that your life will never remain the same. Give me 2 Corinthians chapter 11 from verse 1. This is important. 2 Corinthians chapter 11 from verse 1. Discernment. Now I'm going to give you the meaning of discernment, or what does it mean to discern. To discern means to dictate with senses, especially with the eyes. To detect with senses, especially with the eyes. Now let me say it in another way. You know, we have spiritual sense and we have natural sense. Your natural sense includes your eyes, ears, tongue, nose, your skin. Those are the five major ways you can sense or detect something. When you see danger coming, as soon as your eyes sight it, you detect it. You discern that this is danger. Am I communicating? And naturally, you can discern with what the natural eye or the natural senses can see or can reach. Shout hallelujah. So we discern through human senses. For those things that are natural, that are human senses can see or can detect or can expose. Shout hallelujah. But there are things that cannot be seen with the natural eyes. There are things that are spiritual. Around you, you can't see them. Your nose cannot detect the smell of a demon. I'm smelling demon. You can't smell demon. It takes the sense of the spirit to know this is demon. If somebody is speaking to you, trying to confuse you, using spiritual manipulation to manipulate you, you may not be able to see what is behind the scene with your natural eyes or your natural ear, or you can't smell with your nose, you can't taste with your tongue. It takes the spirit. One of the challenges they had in the Old Testament was that they did not know God. They can't discern God and they can't discern devil. Two personalities they could not discern because they were natural men in the Old Testament. They were not spiritual men. The Holy Spirit usually come upon a person called prophet. Once in a while, we come upon the person and the person will prophesy and the spirit will leave. So it was not like the Holy Ghost was dominant among them like we have now as is resident in our spirit. Shout hallelujah. And so in the Old Testament, they could not discern. And so when the devil is walking, they say, this is God. Anything they cannot explain, because the devil is a spirit. The devil is not a human being. The devil is a spirit. Forget those pictures they taught you in Bible studies those days when we were young that the devil has on. No, forget about that. He's a spiritual being. In fact, when he was described his heavenly position, he was the most beautiful being that God created. God created him from out of the materials that were around the presence of God. He was so beautiful that he had to stand in the presence of God, that God beholds his beauty as worship. That was how beautiful, you know, Lucifer was. Shout hallelujah. And so, beloved in the Lord, it takes spiritual discernment to discern and to know, to detect spiritual things, to discern who God is, what God is saying. It takes the mind of the spirit. Am I communicating? Shout hallelujah. And let's go further by seeing another definition of discernment, or to ability to discern. To discern means to perceive, to recognize, to comprehend with the mind. I'm going to say that again. To perceive or recognize or comprehend with the mind. Now you all know that there's the mind of the spirit. The Bible say in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 16, it says, for we have the mind of Christ. Everybody say after me, say the mind of Christ. Now, as you have natural mind, you equally have the mind of the spirit that came upon you the day the Holy Ghost, the day you accepted Christ and the Holy Ghost came upon you, there's a mind. And that is the mind that speaks to you. And you say, something told me not to go to that place. It's not something. It's the mind of Christ. It's the Holy Ghost. It helps you discern where to go, where not to go, what to eat, where not to eat. And so when you fall in error, you begin to say things like, kini kande sofu miyo, pe kima jenke. It's not kini kande elomi ani okan mide. It's not the, your natural mind cannot detect spiritual things. Am I communicating this morning? If you understand what I'm saying, shout hallelujah. So to discern means to comprehend spiritual things. Spiritual discernment. To ability to recognize when you see falsehood in a package of truth. where lie is being covered with the wrapping paper of truth. It takes spiritual discernment to see beyond the cover and know that inside of this, you know, we're sharing one day with my brothers and we're wondering how people, a lot of churches today, they do evangelism, they do crusade, miracles, all kind of things, and behind the scene is the devil. And if you go to such churches, it will take capacity, spiritual capacity, to dictate. You will nice suit, perfect English, accurate scripture quoting, fine tonguing, not the kind of, you know, there are some tongue like Spanish tongues, they don't sound demonic, they sound friendly, they call you to come, you know, the environment, you see a padded church with AC, the choristers looking like bankers. If the ushers welcome you, they are like people in the presidential suit of an hotel. The way they were, oh, hallelujah, God bless you. They open their arms and hug you. Say, this must be the presence of God. There cannot be, the presence of God cannot be this more beautiful than this. But it takes spiritual discernment. It takes the eyes of the spirit to know something is wrong. Everything in the natural looks accurate, corporate, you know, smooth, appealing. It's like a guy will come to you, say, I say, you know, I've never heard a woman talk like you. You are the best thing I've ever seen. You are the same card. It takes a woman with discernment. Especially some of us who are sister, when they know you are a sister, he comes in a nice suit. If he wants to shake you, say, Lande Oshi Ataya. Oh, sorry, I thought I was in church. It takes somebody with spiritual capacity to decide, say, this one is a liar. Some of our sisters have escaped such when they were in school. They study you very well, know the fellowship we go to, they know everything. They just say, and I saw a vision, and I saw somebody catwalking out of the cloud. I thought it was my sister. And when I would look, and it was you that I saw. And the Lord said, behold, Nende Kushtra Hademagaba. Behold. He said, how comes? How? You know, let me tell you this. You need discernment. Shut. Tell your neighbor, say, you need discernment. The reason we are in trouble today in the body of Christ is because we have left off our guard. One of the major God you need in this generation is the sermon. And it's not enough to have the ability to prophesy. It's not enough. You heard the testimony of okay, thank you. The testimony of Prophet Allah last edition. Prophet Allah said he had issue with his wife. Prophet Allah that was here, Baba Allah, you all know him. He had issue with his wife over the night. Kotosu Idiayidishele. He said when they slept, the devil came to him. He saw his wife like a witch wanted to stab him. You know, the devil just gave him one kind of picture. A prophet of that hierarchy. This man has been in the prophet. He just had a small stature. He's a very old man. His children, he has children abroad. I mean, all his children are married except one. This somebody who has taught the gospel, who has trained raised a lot of sons. Him and his wife had this disagreement. And the devil, and he said he just woke up and he saw his wife putting her leg up by the wall. Maybe that one, boy, uncle, mommy, come, you know, mistakenly, I said, The next thing the devil will tell you, Ashirin Lani move to fun any or your tune. He was now saying, he said something just told him. No. And see, you see, it takes a man with discernment, not only discernment, discernment sharpened with understanding of the scriptures. Because even with the gift, default gift of discernment, you can still be deceived. Many of you, God has shown you some things about some people, but because your discernment has not been so sharpened by the scripture, you will say, this is the devil, it can't be God. The devil wants to separate me from this person. You are going out with a brother, everything looks cool, but something within you is pulling you behind. You think it's the devil trying to break your relationship. You see, when your discernment becomes sharpened by the scripture, you don't waste time. You just know. Because there will be conformity with the word. And so I'm not going to be talking about just the gift of discernment today. I'm going to be teaching you how to make your discernment to be so sharpened that your tentacle of the spirit is alive even when you are sleeping. Such that when a prophet, a pastor, a teacher stand before you and say, thus says the Lord, behind his voice, you know who is speaking. And that's why he said that we no more be tossed around by every wind of doctrine. The desire of God is that you come to maturity, that you will no more be pushed around with all kind of prophecies. I mean, you will know, I can't imagine at this level that you have walked with God, somebody should still come to you and say, you are a lady, a young lady, I don't, either married or not, and said you need a spiritual bath, and he will take you to Odo Asejire, that's where, and you still follow him because you have a problem. And you're not even ashamed. A grown-up man wants to take bath. I mean, oh my good God. You are not in honeymoon with your husband. Praise God. So, to discern is to detect. Number three, to distinguish something, to tell difference from something else, to differentiate, to perceive differences. Discernment can be grown by developing yourself in understanding of the scripture. Another definition, there's a relationship between wisdom and discernment. Wisdom is the ability to discern differences. And so when you grow yourself, you understand of the scripture, with the gift of discernment, you become a wise man. That is where spiritual wisdom is incubated and built. You have the gift of discernment. You know, Apostle Paul was speaking, when he was talking about spiritual gifts, if you read 1 Corinthians 12, he said, I would not want you to be ignorant about this spiritual gift. Why? So that when fake and counterfeit come, if you don't know original, one of the things that if not for some of us that in some of our churches, in CNS in code now, in some of our churches where you happen to be an LME, you may not even know what it means to prophesy, because some of us were separated. Thank God for those who were privileged. So we're able to know that, okay, to know some things about prophets. Some of us were cut off completely. In fact, it's a taboo for you to know about prophets, because those who are being taught are being cut out of church. And in fact, in some of those meetings, they are locked in a particular room. They close the windows and the doors, and they are being taught spiritual things. But if it is the Bible, it means God wants everyone to know about it. That's why it's in the Bible. And so, Apostle Paul teaching the Corinthians church, he said, I would not want you to be ignorant. Why? He now went on. He said, if you desire all kind of gifts, make sure you desire ability to discern. Because all these gifts, there's only one check. There's only one check on the gift of prophecy, word of knowledge, the gift of wisdom, the gift of revelation, the gift of healing, the gift of power, mention, tongues, interpretation of tongues. Let me quickly talk about interpretation of tongues. You see, when somebody is in trance, another person comes and help the person to interpret. The person that comes is telling us what the person in trance is saying in tongues that we cannot understand in human language. And so, out of human influence, he can decide to add or subtract, especially when he has beef with someone in the church and God is speaking and said, this man, I'm going to bless him this week. And that is what the Lord is saying. And he as a person has issue with that person. So by human influence, he will say, "Mina answer, and what the person is saying is that I'm going to bless this man. Tell him he prayed before coming to church and I'm going to bless him. Now I have a beef with you and I'm the one to convey the message God is saying, which is a good news." It's easy to say, "Hey, Bashara, koka damok da yinu osei." Praise God. It now takes you. Who owns the message? You don't have the gift of interpretation. You don't have the gift of prophecy. It now takes you now with discernment to say, this is not my own. You catch that? How many of you have heard some things that you know within your spirit, you just know. It's called discernment. You can say, thank you. You can be nodding your head. One of the things I do, people, even when they lie, I just do like this. But in my spirit, I'm not nodding. My spirit is like this. My spirit is doing like, my head may be doing like this physically to encourage you. I will not want to embarrass a prophet. And so I can be doing like this. But inside of me, there's a red flag saying, ma, 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 in my spirit. It's called discernment. And now let me tell you something. Deception, manipulation has levels. Based on your spiritual experience, you can have the gift of discernment. If your spiritual experience is still shallow, when those who are much, who are grown in deception comes, you can still fall. Now thank God for Prophet Allah that day, because of his spiritual experience, he now looked at the, you know, comparing it with his scriptural understanding and said, no, this is not God. This is not God. And I love what he said. He said immediately he hugged his wife on the bed. And when you come, when you want, even he disappear. Every plan to cause you to go into error, every satanic manipulation through anyone, through any way, even personal dream that you may receive, you will escape. Some of you, a prophet may not come, a pastor may not. It could be a dream you had by yourself. Is it not crazy how a woman will give birth to a child, train him up, he will grow, you know, graduate, get a good job, go abroad, and the only thing he will see is that his mommy is pursuing him in his dream. The woman who pursued your vision to manifestation. And the woman will be in Nigeria. And after she die, he will come and kill 7 cows. A lot of things like that. Praise God. Okay, that is not I, is one. Would. Don't worry. I will read it. I've not been reading King James Version lately. So I have problem pronouncing, you know. Can we all read it? Help me. Yes, let's go. Verse 2. I will read verse 2. Give me verse 2. I wish you would put up with a little foolishness from me. Yeah, give me the King James Version, please. Give me verse 2, the King James Version. Very important. For I am jealous over you with godly jealousy. For I have espoused you to one husband. Apostle Paul was speaking to the Corinthian church. He said that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. Verse 3. But I fear, after Apostle Paul established the Corinthian church, he said, I have presented you to Christ. But I have this fear
And after I am gone, look at it. But I fear lest by any means, as the serpent deceived Eve through subtlety, so your mind should not be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. Say after me, the simplicity that is in Christ. You know, one of the reasons false ministers, antichrist, false teachers have gained ground in the church today is because they are taking advantage of the fact that people don't appreciate how simple the gospel of Jesus is. For some people, it is too simple to be true. That I confess Jesus as Lord and Savior, and that is all. Despite all I have done, when I was in school, I aborted pregnancy, I killed people, I was a cultist, and you tell me that I just prayed 2 minutes prayer and that is all. You know, people find it difficult to believe that the gospel, I mean, do you mean that is all? Do you mean I'm now born again? Now, it's the same thing with healing. When you tell somebody, do you believe Jesus? And he said, I believe. And he said, hold my hands. And he holds his hand and say, you are healed. Say, is that all? The simplicity. He said, whosoever believe shall have whatsoever he desires. If you, listen. All that Christ has done is simple because you have nothing to do. He did the complex part, which is dying and resurrecting. So what you need to do is just to receive. Tap your neighbor, say receive. Just receive. And that's too difficult for many of us because it's just too simple. You pray for somebody. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for the life of your daughter. Thank you for what you have done in her life. I appreciate you. Thank you, Jesus. And our expectation is you start giving us some kind of vision. And I saw 7 angels as I was praying for you. I saw one demon was trying to come. He has 2 horns. She'll begin to do like this. But for you to just say, it is well. I laugh here. She at face will change. That is too simple for her to accept. And that is the leverage. That is the ground, the foothold the devil holds. Because this message is too simple. He now comes with complexity. And that's why it's easy for people to run after fake people. Because they make the message complex for you. Go to 7 mountains in 1 day. I mean, complex things. The Bible says a name has been given. All that you need has been inside, has been put together in that name. But that is too simple for the church. You want somebody to put candle in your hands like 7 and let the wax of the candle be burning your hand. And you say, no, God must be feeling this pain that I'm feeling. And you will know how much you should answer my prayer so quickly. No, that doesn't. Listen, these sensual things don't move God. I remember those days when we were in school. I won't mention the name of the fellowship. If you want to be an ESCO, there's something they call spiritual drilling. This stone they use for concrete, granite stones, you will kneel on that stone and be crawling and be praying. Spiritual drilling. Complex things. Now look at it. You know, one brother went to join the fellowship and they called him to become. When he saw that, he said, this part, I cannot. He went back and joined another fellowship. Complexity. Complexity. Now many of us have run into trouble because there's a case of a prophet I heard that fasted to a point. Can I talk to you? Anytime you fast to a point you can't pray. Go and break the fast and start praying. Listen, the essence of fasting is to help you pray better, is to get you ability to put your spirit together and concentrate. When you now get to a point that you can't pray again, sir, it's time to eat. Now, it's different from those of you who is different from those who don't want to fast. It's different. I go on marathon fasting. It's a level of grace and ability. But don't ever think it's when you fast and you're about dying, that is what make God answer your prayer.
Ko wa ma po eje lenu o ni olorun ohun wo bi eje lo njade yi ohun wo mi.
No,
what he looks for is your faith, the release. Nothing moves God except the faith of a man.
Don't try to put some things that are not there together. So your mind should not be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. Give me verse 4. For if he that cometh preacheth another Jesus.
Everybody say after me, say another Jesus.
From today, I want you to know that it's not everybody that say in Jesus' name. If you see the miracle in that church, as the pastor said, there's a pastor I used to see on television. He should have been playing 9 for Arsenal. He will be a good scorer. He will tell his church people to line like this. They will line up. He will do like this. Everybody will fall down. In Jesus' name, they know the Jesus they are calling. Don't be deceived, brethren. It's not everybody that is saying Jesus. Remember, in the book of Acts 19, the Bible says the 7 sons of Sceva who want to become anointed men with great ministry overnight, like we have many in our generation today, who just want to have ministry all overnight. The Bible said they carried a guy that was demonized and take him into the room and lock themselves and say, in the name of Jesus that Paul preach, get out. The demon now say, I know the Jesus Paul preach, and I know Paul. Brethren, who are you? Even demons recognize real Jesus. Even demons. How comes believers don't recognize him? So it's not everybody that say Jesus. No, and that's why I say your natural ear can't discern. Behind the Jesus, there's something you can't hear. I was with one pastor. He was sharing with me his experience with occultic people. Some of these, let me not go as far as that. And they told him that if he needs power, spiritual power for miracle, they will give it to him. Now, out of curiosity, he did not believe them. He said he didn't believe them. He said, okay, that they should give him the power. They gave him a ring. They said, you may not put this ring in your hand. You can decide to keep it at home, keep it in your box or something. But anytime you want to say Jesus, let your mind be on the ring. And he said he didn't believe. He collected the ring. He put the ring inside of his room. And he came out. He was looking for what to do. He didn't see. And he saw one dog. He said, okay, let me do practical with this. And he said, in the name of Jesus, start running. He said the dog ran as if it was mad. He said he commanded the dog. He said that was when he knew he was in trouble. He said, they said, let your mind just be on. If you like, call Jesus, call any name. As far as your mind is on that ring. So either Jesus, either he call himself or call any name. As far as your mind. And let me tell you something. Even in the Bible, there's a man we call Bar Jesus. It's not only Jesus. Now, Jesus means the anointed one. That's the meaning of Jesus. It's different from Christ, the Messiah. Joshua in Hebrew is the same word for Jesus. Joshua, that's why the Hebrew people call Jesus Yeshua. And so if you today we call him Joshua. Joshua is the same word for Jesus. Praise God. So anybody can say Jesus. Have you not heard of Jesus of Oyibo here in Nigeria? Have you not heard people call themselves Jesus? And so that proves the fact that there is another Jesus that people preach. And now let me tell you something. The fact that somebody quotes scripture, a lot of scriptures, does not mean he's preaching. Many of you have taken quotation of scriptures and eloquency to become capacity to preach Jesus. It is not. You listen to me. That somebody talks and he's sweating, he's shouting around, he's doing like this, he's shaking. When he talks, he's speaking tongue, he talks, and he said, that is it. That's the word. Rema. I catch it. Does not mean it's gospel. Now listen. Whom we say, for if he that cometh preached another Jesus, whom we have not preached, if any other person come, preach another Jesus.
Meaning, now what Apostle Paul was saying is this: there are certain things I have told you about Jesus.
There are certain teachings I have told you, his character, his nature, what he will do and what he will not do. If any other person come and tell you that that same Jesus will do something different that I teach you,
be careful. Now today, you hear people in the name of Jesus do all manner of things. Somebody was sharing with me. He said they went for a program, and so they had candles. They want to use candle to pray. Somebody just came out and said, "Nibiti agbara wade, nibiti agbara long body. She shano loye kefima shakan, kefima shakini. Nibiti agbara only agbara elika don soy na kale." And the next thing he told all of them in the church, they all held their candle. Bo she pe de kaniye. Ina de solori gbogbo kan duye. Awon eyan eke eke hallelujah. Olorun awon woli o mo se won. Jesus has character. He has the way he behaves. And that's why he say you will not know them by their ability to talk. You wouldn't know them by their ability to prophesy. The only way to know them is the fruit. And fruit has to be with character, their futures. And today I'm going to be telling you futures and future of false teachers. Future as in F-E-A-T-U-R-E and F-U-T-U-R-E. Future and future of false teachers. Now when I say false teachers, include all kind of false minister. Are you getting me? Praise God. Now he said, which ye have not received, which ye have not received, or another gospel. Now he talks about, listen, he talks about another Jesus. Everybody say another Jesus. Which we have not preached, or if you receive another, say another spirit. In World Conference yesterday, you heard us talking about another spirit. Now that not everybody who goes in trance actually has the Holy Ghost. You know, that's one thing we have made mistake over the years, and say somebody is in trance. The father of the person is shaking. In the north, there's something they call Bori. How many of you who came from the north know Bori? Bori is when an outside man, there is some of these idol worshippers, they go as if they are in trance. It's another spirit. And some of these spirits today have been employed into the church. It is those spirits they use in doing, where somebody will just do like this. It's a spirit. It's a spirit. With this spirit, they see vision. Yes, they perform miracles with this spirit. Another spirit. So there's another spirit different from the Holy Ghost. And that's why when somebody say, there are spirits. The Bible says spiritual beings. Principalities. There are people who are fighting us and somebody is calling them. It says spiritual wickedness in the heavenly places. What's the meaning of that? Oru is a place, and there are places in the heavenlies where demons take residence. Do you get what I'm talking about? Some of us, out of ignorance, we pray like that because you hear it from people. You too, you come and start praying. Oru ni ki so fun e. Yes, emi mo ko lo so pe ko so fun e. Oru lo so be. And Oru is a place, and there are different beings in Oru. So when somebody say emi mimo ni ki so fun e, is different from Oru ni ki so fun e. It could be another spirit. And so when he said Oru ni ki so fun e, he's not lying. He's telling you another spirit tells me to. And so some of us say it out of ignorance because we don't know. Shout hallelujah. If I'm communicating, shout hallelujah. He said, which ye have not received, or another gospel, which ye have not accepted, ye might well bear with me. Now, I'm going to be talking about the future and the futures of false teachers. And we are going to be seeing it from the preaching of another gospel. Give me the book of Jude. Jude chapter 1 and from verse 4. Jude has only one chapter. Jude 1 and from verse 4. Shout hallelujah. Jude 1 and verse 4. Please let me remove the for there are certain men. For there are certain men crept in. For there ascertained men crept in unawares, who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of God, of our God, into lasciviousness. I want to read this to you in another version for a better understanding. I'm going to read it to you in the Amplified version. Praise God. I'm not in a haste because I need you to really understand this, so that you, anywhere you go, anywhere you go, when you see them, you will recognize them. Anywhere, anywhere. Praise God. And of course, they know when they see you, they will recognize you. Yes, they know those who know. Praise God. I'm going to read in the Amplified version. For certain men have crept in stealthily, gaining entrance secretly. Listen to this. Gaining entrance. They look like us. They wear garment like us. They wear suit. They speak in tongues when we speak in tongues. They crept in secretly. They are wolves, but they have sheep coverings. Gaining entrance secretly by a side door. Their doom was predicted long ago. That is their future. Their future was predicted long ago. Ungodly, impious, profane men. You see, my you know, one of my pain is this. Women have happened to be more of their victims than men. Do I have a witness? I hear things that makes my heart bleed. And that's why when anytime I see young, beautiful sisters, you know, a sister was saying something. She said, anytime any sister tells her that I'm going to see a pastor, she becomes afraid because of what is happening. I want to go and see one prophet, say I should come and meet him. She becomes afraid for the sister because she wouldn't know what would be the outcome. And that's why if you look, when Apostle Paul was talking to Timothy, when he was speaking about this man, he said, men who lead silly women, ignorant, unknowledgeable women, into errors and adultery. Praise God. Ungodly, pious, profane person who pervert the grace. Now, there's a message now called the message of grace. Let me tell you something. Anytime there's any preaching that is going on, these people will counterfeit it. Now, the message of grace, the grace of God is the message that's reigning now for almost like a decade now. Everywhere is grace, 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 grace. They have started counterfeiting grace now. I heard that, especially it's on campus now. They say, let me tell you what they thought about grace. They say grace is a covering, that when you are sinning, God will not see you. So a president in fellowship will be sleeping with sister Cord, and they will say the grace of God is sufficient for us. You are covering the people. Praise God. He said who pervert the grace, the spiritual blessing and favor of our God, into lawlessness and wantonness and immorality. They have reduced the grace of God as a license for immorality. These are their future. Watch out for them. In the name of grace, they'll say you can do all things. The grace of God cover for you. Listen. Grace empowers you not to sin. Grace does not bring you down to sin. Grace is ability. It levitates you above the realm of error. That's what grace does. You don't use grace as an excuse to mess up. Grace, it is that thing that cleanses your mess. And disown and deny our soul master, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the anointed one. They deny him. They deny him. The Bible says they have the form of godliness, denying the power thereof. 2 Corinthians chapter 2 Timothy chapter 3. They deny him. And many of us, because they say Jesus, we think is the Jesus of the Bible. I say that man can preach. He's preaching grace. Grace. Preaching grace to sister Grace. Praise God. And at the end of the day, he disgraces sister Grace. There was one that said, as anointed men of God, God has anointed them that they can do anything because of the anointing. The anointing protects them. Lies. in the name of grace. It's one of the cheapest things people, what they are using to deceive people now is grace. Grace for visa, grace for marriage, grace for where is my wedding gown, who took my wedding gown, who stole my ring, grace for restoration of ring, all manner of things needed in Lagos, tied down in village. Praise God. And you know, most sisters like such topic. Who stole my wedding ring? I should be in that program. I should be, no, my wedding ring. Listen, beloved. Listen. A man cannot receive anything except it's been given from above. And the Bible says in Ephesians 1 and verse 3, for the Lord has blessed, pastors, has blessed us with all spirit. How many? All. The day you came into Christ, you came in with your wedding ring. So it's a matter of time, your wedding ring will show. And let me tell you something, it's not about wedding ring. It's not about wedding. Wedding ring is a Western thing. It's not in the Bible. This is Western. We copied Western people. The British people brought this to us. And don't go on. Don't kill yourself because of this. It's having a man that will see you as the gift of God in his life. That will look at you and say, you are the best thing that ever happened to me. Not a man that is lying to you. And that is what God will do to you. If you are seeing him, let him be the loudest. You remember I told you this year we are still going to have wedding. How many of you believe that? Yeah. And you come with questions. This relationship, it's you. Shout hallelujah. If you believe, only boy, wash again. Now look at it. Give me that scripture. Okay, I was reading from here, sorry. Now, because of time, my time is fast spent. I'll just make it sharp and we'll leave. For, and angels who did not keep the... Verse 5. Now, I want to remind you, though you were fully informed once for all, though the Lord at one time delivered a people out of the land of Egypt, he subsequently destroyed those of them who did not believe, who refused to adhere to trust in and rely upon him. Now there are people who come and miss us like they believe God. They didn't believe God. They look like they are not part of us. They don't believe in him. But they come in our midst because they want to rob us. They look like they believe, but they are not believe. So I'm not talking about believers. I'm talking about false. Now, there's difference between pseudo ministers and false ministers. There's difference between pseudo prophet and false prophet. Who is a pseudo prophet? Who is a pseudo pastor? A pseudo pastor is a believer who assumes he's a pastor. Maybe because he likes being a pastor, but he is not. He is a believer, is a child of God, but out of error or ignorance, he assumes he's a prophet, not with the intention to harm. Because probably he loves it, he wants to have rod in his hand or a cordial or something, or he wants to have collar, he wants to be preaching like the pastor preach. Those are the people who call pseudo ministers. Now when you hear that somebody is false, a false minister is an antichrist. A false minister is somebody who comes with an intention to manipulate. That was why Apostle Paul was telling the Galatians, he said, oh you foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? They have the spirit of witchcraft to manipulate. So these guys know where they are coming from. It's not like they come in our midst and they don't know. They are deliberate with what they are doing. When they are teaching, they have Bible schools. If you don't know, they have Bible schools. These people own churches with congregation in thousands. Yes. And so you would think because of the crowd, God is with them. You would think if this person can have so number of cars, he has branches all over Nigeria. You know, they invite him abroad. He will put picture of his ministration in America on social media. You say this must be God. He could be a false minister. Shout hallelujah. And so there are brethren who are in our midst who are pseudo but not false. Such people only need someone to correct them. They only need someone to tell them. They will now come to their senses. One of the things we do in World Conference is to help people find their track. There are people who have chosen in their mind that I'm going to be a prophet, but by the time they start having teaching about divine call, begin to have understanding about the office and the gift of a prophet, they will begin to have correction in their mind and say, oh, okay, I used to think because I prophesy, I am a prophet. Then you know that person is not false. He only got into error because he lacked knowledge. Do you understand what I'm saying? Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let me read further. Verse 6. And angels who did not keep care of and guard and hold to their own first people of power, place of power, excuse me, but abandon their proper dwelling place, these he has reserved in custody in eternal chains under the thick gloom of utter darkness until the judgment and doom of the great day. Now, many of us have seen angels before, but many of you never thought of discerning angels. That you see one being with wings does not mean you have seen the angel of God. You see, people celebrate when they see angel. They come and give testimony and say, over the night, an angel appeared to me from behind and say, my son. Now, seeing an angel still need discernment. You need to know. Now, listen. Kenneth Hagin, I read his book. He said one day, an angel appeared to him. And the angel appeared to him. And the angel started talking to him. And the angel started quoting the scripture. He now discovered that in the quotation of his scripture, something was wrong. He said he now remembered that. He now tried to interrogate you. He said, but this is not what... He said, immediately he brought out the truth. That being transformed into a little monkey, like demon. Many believers today who are giving testimony of, I was taken into trance, and in the trance, all the sisters who have earrings, they were putting them into hell. One angel held my hand like this and said, you see, all the sisters in your church who put earrings, this is how they will take them to hell. And they come and start crying on YouTube. Now, the Bible says, test all spirit, including the spirit of God. I'm going to tell you four spirits that you must learn to test. Number one, test the spirit of God. Write it down. Say, test the spirit of God.
Yeah.
Learn to test the spirit of God. God say, test. And how do you test the spirit? By the word. Praise God. Now, why did the Bible say, test all spirit? He said, even the angels of darkness, they transform themselves into angels or light. Even angels of darkness. I was giving an example. I said, when an angel of darkness appeared to you in the form of an angel of light, he will look, everything will look perfect like an angel. But something, if you will look closely, something will be wrong. Tabiki oju kan e ti fo. Omo mi. Emi si npe o. You know, everything looks correct. Everything, wings, you know, suspended in the air, you know, like the glow, the shining of light. But one eye can be like this. There is something. But many of us don't look closely. The joy of, I've seen an angel. It takes you off your guard because you are just happy that you have seen an angel. Do you know angel can be questioned? Joshua, an angel appeared to Joshua. He said, who are you? Are you for us or against us? If men in the old covenant know how to ask such questions, to discern, how comes children of God? Who are you? You have capacity to question them. The Bible says they are ministering spirits sent to minister. It's just like you have a maid at home and your maid is now telling you, hey, you see, from today, I'll be the one that will be sitting on that chair. You ask her, who employ who? Who employ who? Who is paying you? But the glamour of, I've seen an angel. You just come out of the vision. The next thing, you are on YouTube. I just came from a dream. I saw a vision and I saw that all the brothers that are wearing jeans. I hear in some school fellowship, they don't wear jeans. Because there was one man, I won't mention his name. The man got attention. Pastor something, I won't mention. Some of you knew him. He will come, he was so popular on social media. He'll be crying. He said, he saw your house in a deception. Who tell you there is construction company in heaven building house? Do that for wall. You know what the kind of dream they are telling you is like, when you do good, you know, they will supply 10 blocks to your building in heaven. To ban shida da lo. Wani na oti shida da oye ba gbe roof le lori e ba kun oda si. He was not telling the man, only one lady, Oluwa ni te ba tesiwaju. Won fi ile yin han mi. Listen to me. There's no any house anywhere. The house is eternal life. Yes. As soon as the trumpet blows, you will wear another house. That is the house. No sweat, no pain. You can pass through matter. You can be so. That was what happened to Jesus. Another body. As they were talking, he came into the room from behind. That's the house. And it's only those who have that house can stay there. It's just like if you don't have this body, you can't stay on earth. If you don't have that kind of house, you can, because this body is actually a house. The Bible says, he said, in a twinkle of an eye, 1 Corinthians 15, he said, we shall be transformed. He said, when immortality shall consume and swallow up mortality, we shall be in a twinkle of an eye, we shall be transformed. So that's the house. Praise God. I think my time is up. The wicked are sentenced to... Now, I'm going to read this scripture, then I'll allow you to go home. Next, we'll continue from here. I've not even touched the main thing. I'm supposed to give you some examples of the people and why you have people today. Let me give you a hint. When you go to the restaurant to eat, there's something they call... before your main course come, they call it... there's that language they call it... you know, I forgot, like appetizer, so to say, before the main course come. So I'm going to give you that, so that next Sunday you'll be here on time. I pity those who are just coming in now. I really pity you. Yes, so that next Sunday you'll be, let me give you appetizer, because this teaching is what we need in our generation. Because you like it or not, many of you will not be here all your life. Some of you will travel, you will live. You may not find a church like this, where you'll be taught like this. But if you are equipped, trained, and you are matured, anywhere you go, you will not fall into wrong hands, and you will never fall in their hands. Amen. If you are saying amen, let your amen be the loudest. Amen. So I'll quickly give you a rundown, then we go home. I don't know why this song has always been coming to my spirit.
Jesus ni balogun oko e ma se je ka foya. Olutoko wa ni Jesu e ma se jeka e ma se beru e ma se beru e ku fun ayo ori Jesu lo ba o
escape, who will always escape. You will not fall in their hands. Yeah, the storm of deception, the storm of manipulation, you will always escape. If you know how many storms of manipulation I escape, especially when in marriage, teba mo eyan to so vision fun mi pe oluwa ni eni to ma fe ni. And that's why I used to thank God that I didn't mismarry. Oh my God, I would not have been here today. Vision upon vision. These are prophets that when they talk, Oluwa fihan mi pe to ma fe ni. Few weeks to my wedding, another vision came. Another vision. You see, that's why it's not only about discernment. You need the sound knowledge of the scripture. Because these are people who have been accurate all their life. And the devil can still use them against you. In fact, a sister came to me and says she saw me. I said she should prove it. She said one day God told her to open the Bible. When she opened the Bible, she always put Ezekiel chapter 10. The first verse she will see, it was my name. This thing wasn't funny. It wasn't funny. Few weeks to my, I didn't let nobody knew about my wedding. I didn't know how she know. She still told me that I was wrong. That I should pray that. She said, I don't like saying that story in the presence of my wife, you know. Praise God. And that's why you need this. You need it in business. Many of you you started business with people who have destroyed you, destroyed the business. You sit with demonic people. Their mouth, tongue. Many of you have been duped. So discernment is not about a church thing alone. Even in your academics, those days when we're in school, when a lecturer comes and say area of concentration, you are a spiritual man. In your spirit, you are saying, Irolongpa, Irolongpa, you mean ma red alert. Every other person we follow, but a child of God, it has happened to me like that. A lecturer came and said, at the middle of the night, the Holy Ghost woke me up. He has lied to you people. This is what is in his heart. This is where he did not teach us. It was an insurance 101 or something. The last chapter that we're supposed to enter in the second semester. And God said, that is where you will read.
And I read it.
The first paper. How many of you, when they drop exam paper, you won't smell it. Smell it, print here. When they drop it, it was exactly what the Holy Ghost. I came out the best in that course. People had spill over because of it. So discernment, you need it for your everyday life. Even in the market, places like market in Ibadan. And something of 500 naira, 3,000 motor for inter is 500 naira. It takes discernment at times to detect error in market. Especially coppers. Especially to bawala. Ah, fresh. Praise God. Are you blessed this morning? Celebrate Jesus. Rise up to your feet. Father, we thank you this morning. We appreciate your love and faithfulness. We thank you for bringing your word to us this morning again. We thank you for helping us. We pray, Lord Jesus, you will guide our day-to-day activities that will not fall into the hands of demonic and false people. In our day-to-day, in every area of our life, in academics, in everything, Lord, you will guide us. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you.